AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. An official with the National Hurricane Center says anyone who lives on the East Coast needs to be paying close attention this week to Tropical Storm Hermine. After roaring ashore early today, it weakened to a tropical storm as it moved through Georgia and the Carolinas. Florida Governor Rick Scott says the hardest hit areas were along the Gulf Coast, as expected.
In Taylor County, the storm surge was in excess of 9 feet, bringing water well into the coastal communities and causing extensive damage.
He says a homeless man in Gainesville died when a tree fell on him. A prosecutor in South Carolina says a sheriff's deputy will face no charges for tossing a student across a classroom. The deputy and school resource officer was recorded at Spring Valley High School, flipping a female student to the floor and dragging her across a classroom after she refused to surrender her cell phone last October. Hiring slowed a bit in August with a modest 151,000 jobs added.
The big question looking at the numbers, what will the Fed do when it meets later this month?
I think the Fed is likely to keep interest rates unchanged when they meet in mid-September.
Gus Fauché, Deputy Chief Economist at PNC Financial.
This is a good number, but it's not the great number that would guarantee a Fed interest rate increase. I think they want to see how things play out over the next few months. We do have the presidential election coming up.
Fauché adds he does expect the Fed to notch up interest rates a quarter of a percentage point at the end of the year meeting in December. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Job gains slowed across most major industries and employers cut workers in manufacturing, construction, and mining. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has halted an inmate execution schedule for later this month. It's the fourth execution stopped by the state's highest criminal appeals court over the past month. Different issues were raised in each case. This is AP Radio News. The FDA is banning some chemicals from liquid soap.
The government says makers of liquid soap haven't proven the chemicals are safe and that they really do prevent germs from spreading. Research suggested that two of the chemicals could actually interfere with hormone levels and lead to drug-resistant bacteria. A cleaning industry spokesman says most companies have already reformulated their products, dumping the now banned chemicals. Rita Foley, Washington.
This weekend's Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City Beach, Florida, featuring Eric Church, Brad Paisley, and Jake Owen, has been called off because of Hurricane Hermine and it hitting Florida. The three-day festival was supposed to start today. Festival organizers canceled after last night's forecast of 5 inches of rain and high winds. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.